This is the eighth shir in a 10-part series describing the 10 martyrs, the 10 Harugi Malchus, who were murdered brutally by the Romans during a roughly 60-year period between the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash around 70 AD and the Bar Kokhba rebellion around 130 AD. Who were they, how did they die, and how were their deaths iconic, and what messages did their deaths convey? Rabbi Yehuda ben Dama is a Tana we know very little about. He hardly appears, if at all, in Shas. Some wanted to claim that Rabbi Arbanel and others, that he really was Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, and him we do have statement from. But ultimately, part of the tragedy of the Asar Harugei Malchus is that some of them, of course, their Torah was retained and preserved. Rabbi Akiva, certainly. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. But in other cases, they totally disappeared and their Torah was lost. Had they lived, perhaps some of their Torah would have been recorded. We don't know much about Rabbi Yehuda ben Dama. He appears to be a contemporary of the latter group of Asara Harugei Malchus. We do have a documentation of his death. What's interesting are three parts about his death, possibly four. Number one, it occurs close to Shavuos, Erev Shavuos. And when he's led by his executioner to death, he pleads with him to be spared to fulfill Shavuos, to make Kiddush, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for delivering the Torah. This, of course, is very reflective of Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, who was killed on Yom Kippur or Shabbos, but either way wanted to fulfill mitzvahs of Shabbos It's reflective of what happened to Rabbi Chutzpitz HaMeturgeman, who pleaded with the executioner, with Caesar, to be spared one day to reach the age of 180 and to recite Kriya Shema, something which completely befuddled and overwhelmed the Caesar. Why would you care about one more day to recite Kriya Shema? So in their deaths, they still wanted to fulfill one final mitzvah, and it wasn't just one final mitzvah, but one iconic mitzvah, whether it was Kiddush on Shabbos, or maintaining Yom Kippur, or celebrating Shavuos, or reciting Kriya Shema. And Rabbi Akiva, of course, recites Kriya Shema on his own. He doesn't ask for an extra day or an extra time. So Chazal were clearly aware that they were setting the tone for the Jews in exile and standing up with whatever they could to the Roman juggernaut, to the Roman steamroller, by demanding or at least trying to fulfill that final iconic mitzvah. And in many cases, it also launches some interesting religious conversations with the executioner, or at least the Caesar, who's in charge of the execution, and in this case as well. The Caesar says, "You still trust Hashem?" And he says, "Yes, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dama." And he asks him, the Caesar, "Maschar shel tarascha? What's schar? You're being murdered." And at that point, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dama speaks about Olam Haba, and the conversation shifts to afterlife. And the Romans at this point evidently didn't believe in an afterlife, or at least that segment of Rome. So for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, this conversation, which was presumably documented and proliferated, was an opportunity not just to fulfill a private mitzvah, but to spread awareness of Olam Haba in ways that others didn't. When Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim asked him, "Rabbi, all this, what is it leading to?" He doesn't mention Olam Haba for very good reasons, for very distinct reasons. But when Rabbi Yehuda ben Dama is speaking to the Caesar, he wants him to realize this is not the final stage, this is not the final world. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dama is murdered in very, very brutal fashion. He's taken to Rome, so at this point he becomes a subject of mockery and sneering. He's not just killed in his location as Rabbi Akiva seemed to have been, or as Rabbi Chutzpitz HaMeturgeman, or Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan. He's taken forcibly to Rome. His hair is tied to horses, fairly familiar to many people that have read about ancient Rome, and he's dragged through the streets of Rome as his body is smashed and of course killed. Eliyahu HaNabi comes, collects the bones, and buries them in a cave near Rome. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Dama appears to be buried near Rome, and in a supernatural fashion, the Romans reported that they heard crying in that cave for 30 days. And at some point, the Caesar is informed of this, apprised of this, and instead of repenting, he becomes even more intransigent, and he says, "I don't care what happens. Afilo olam ne'apach l'tov vavo. I don't care what happens. I'm going to pursue these Zakenim." And to a degree, it also highlights the psychopathic nature of the hatred of Jews, that he realized that there was a supernatural event or element at play, and an event or an element that was stronger and more powerful than him that could, in theory, reduce this world to tohu vavohu. But his desire to murder Jewish leaders was so virulent, was so full of hate and contempt, that even if it led to the destruction of Rome, he was intent on seeing this through to its conclusion.